In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You may be seated. Sidetracked by this nameless rabbit. Maybe he could have been there in time for the leader of people. The 12-year-old girl, at the time on the brink of adulthood, preparing for life, is now dead. But Jesus now tells the truth about her also. See, it seems there's enough healing and blessing that not only the marginalized can be given life, but those who are part of the established order can receive a life-giving blessing too. But all these characters that Jesus touches have in common is that they know that they don't have it all together. They know that they have to trust Jesus with their most vulnerable moment. And that brings us from this story to our story. Some of us, you know, have a real problem admitting that we don't have it all together. Or at least in looking like we've got it all together. To admit that we are vulnerable, it's too scary, too frightening to be that vulnerable. What if somebody else notices tries to take advantage of us? What if we let down those whom we love by being vulnerable? By needing something beyond that which we can do for ourselves. Clergy do this too, if you didn't know that. The third trait on every clergy resume is omnicompetence. We can do everything. That comes right after faithfulness and excellent preaching. But vulnerability will never show up on the list. And it should. It needs to. Based on my experience, I've come to one inescapable conclusion. That there is no quality or characteristic in a church more important than trust. And unfortunately, there's probably no quality or characteristic as rare as trust either. What makes this so difficult? Because trust means so many different things to different people, and trust is just plain hard. Now, trust is not about the ability to predict what someone will say or how they'll behave in a given situation. Trust is all about being vulnerable. Trust is about being comfortable with being open to one another. Trust is about being exposed to one another, about our strengths, our limitations, our triumphs, our failures, our hopes, our fears. Trust is about being open and vulnerable in the community of faith. Knowing that even when you need to admit a mistake or be corrected, to take a clue from St. Stephen, you don't get stoned. Now, I'm not suggesting that there's any kind of touchy-feely sensitivity training needed here. Let's all kumbaya around the campfire kind of existence. Trust based in openness and vulnerability is centered around the simple and practical idea that people who aren't afraid to approach each other in this way are not going to engage in the kind of political and social behavior that wastes time and energy and impedes the ministry and mission of the church. I don't know how to perfectly accomplish that. But I know it's important. Because the only way to trust God's great I love you is to first hear God equally say, I know you. Because as long as we think we're fooling someone, whether that's a loved one, a coworker, neighbors, the faith community, or even God, we can never really trust that we're accepted for who we really are. And as agents of God's reign in the world, we have a task before us. One person has suggested that the most important function of the church in addressing the world as it is today is that we are a safe community of discourse. That we're a place where we can openly talk about our fears, our doubts, our questions, our concerns, our hopes, and our joys, no matter what. A place where we can exchange ideas and receive help giving meaning to our lives. A place where people of all ages can engage in a dialogue about the changes in our lives, in our community, and in our world. And actually begin to come to terms with those changes. A place where there is a community all engaged in the process of hearing God's word and seeking appropriate ways to apply the word to our own lives. And that takes trust. That takes vulnerability. That takes the risk of being known. And only in that can we truly hear the words God longs to speak to us. You are precious. You are valuable. And you are loved.